Hey, everybody. Welcome to another devotion. Today is our 200th devotion. Can you believe it? We started all this 4 years ago, these devotions, because of COVID. Who says good things don't come out of a pandemic? Today, I want to talk to you about giving your worries to God. What are you worried about lately? A lot of things could be on the list of worries right now. I don't even have to give you a list of examples. God wants us to give our worries to Him in prayer. Sounds easy. Yeah, but it's only effective if we actually do it. When was the last time you listed out your worries and you gave them over to God? Sometimes you may have this just sense of, I just feel anxious. I just have this general anxiety. I feel a little nervous. I don't know what's causing it. Well, you can just say, God, I give you my worries in general, my generalized worries. But it's even better to stop and ask yourself, you know, what's really bugging me? Am I worried that somebody's gonna disapprove of me? And you write that down. Am I worried that I'm going to be rejected? And you write it down. Am I worried that I'm going to be insecure and not have enough? And you write that down. Am I worried that I'm going to be lonely the rest of my life? You write it down. You write them all down. And then you give God your worries. You say, here's the list, Lord. Here's some stuff that's on my mind. I'm not going to keep them. I'm going to give them over to you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. We relax and we give Him our worries. That's not putting our head in the sand and pretending everything's okay. That's taking your worries and giving them to the one person who actually has the power to help you. A lot of people say, just give it to God. Yes, we should do that. But what does that look like? Every time that sense of worry or anxiety creeps in, you actively choose to pray about it. Pray that God gives you peace. Pray that He fights the battle for you. Pray that you learn to trust Him no matter what, every time. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. The Bible calls this the peace that passes understanding. What is the peace that passes understanding? It's when we're at peace and we have no logical, rational reason to be at peace. I just lost my job. Somehow I'm at peace about it. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. We just got the dreaded word and a report from the doctor. It's cancer. For some reason, I've got peace about it. Why? Peace that understanding, because the Lord is my shepherd. You know, I just found out I got some bad news that a dear friend of mine just died. But somehow I'm at peace about it in my heart. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Every time a worry comes up, I say, the Lord is my shepherd. And I give that worry to God. I don't hold on to it. I don't think I've got to think about it later. I say, God, you take that one. I don't have time to worry about that. Take that worry, God, away from me. And you just keep loading them on Him because He can handle it. Hey, I'm going to be praying for you this week that you'll give your worries, your cares to Him. I hope you have a great day today. God bless.